So let me see if I understand this correctly. If I'm understanding what you're saying correctly. So you have a small city, and there's multiple cities in the space station that's orbiting Earth that's managing the colonization process. And you're part of a group that's trying to take control of the United States of America. And you're trying to eliminate me through death and the other leaders. And you're trying to take control so you can build out what you were trying to do with the Third Reich, with the United States of America and Earth, all of the other colonization planets that the United States of America represents, and every planet represented by all of the various empires by the countries on Earth. And that's what you're trying to do from your little tiny city that you've, what, named after your leader? Is the name of your city really Luciferia? Is that really the name of your city? Okay, listen. You're going to get eliminated. Your entire group's going to be eliminated. You're going to be processed, and you're going to be integrated into somewhere. Okay? You can give me information, and I appreciate the information. Basically, what their leader is trying to do is, what I'm supposed to do is, and I'm not going to scream at you, obviously. I appreciate the information. I'll give you access to some formulations if you... This is a private conversation. I got somebody in their group that doesn't want to fucking be a part of it. I'm not going to yell at you. That doesn't want to be a part of it. That's willing to give me accurate information. And the information's being verified as accurate. So... Their leader wants, what he wants me to do is, he wants me to attack his own people. And then he wants to blame me for all the stuff that he did so he can say that he needs to stop me and he saved everybody and then he's in charge of everything as he eliminates me, right, through death. So, I am going to yell at them tomorrow, though. You understand? I'm going to rage at them. That the moon based Nazis, the residents of Luciferia are gonna fucking expect no mercy and they're gonna be, you know, taken into custody and processed legally and thrown into fucking prison and all these other things. But just I won't say anything to anybody that I'm getting information. And what I'm gonna say is, because she is giving me information, I'm just gonna say that his wife. No, I mean, if you want to keep giving me information, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them that his wife found out about the multiple bloodlines and that the kids aren't his, and that he's blaming her for the breeding scandal. She does have a kid that she had before him, a Mexican kid. Yeah, but the breeding scandal, also, you need to decide if you want to keep giving me information. I'm not going to tell them that you're giving me information. What I will say is I'm getting my information from his wife. I don't need to say I'm getting all of my information from his wife, but he's ratting out, I mean, he's trying to blame his wife and exposing her for shit and trying to blame her. Now, I the breeding scandal, she kind of convinced him to go with the bloodlines and knew that he wanted to be Jesus and the bloodline thing so badly that she kind of manipulated him into doing a fake test where he bred Mexicans into everybody's bloodlines. And it was supposed to be that they failed the test. They failed the test. And their blood mixed with mongrel race blood of a Mexican. But she manipulated him into doing that to try to cover up a mixed race child that she had before she met him. So they're both to blame. Well, she got exposed for that. He doesn't want them to know at this point that he bred Mexicans into all of their bloodlines and was going to present it as a story that they all failed a test. and that they all have to do what he said, because it wouldn't matter if he wins. He figured that if he wins, it won't matter, and he's going to win for sure. And if he doesn't win, they just won't find out. If he doesn't win, he won't present the test. But the breeding scandal's a thing. So what I'm going to say tomorrow is, I'm going to say his wife, he blamed her. Here's the information, because I did get information from her. I got information from her about the breeding scandal and the test. So I'm going to be explaining the test that he did to breed Mexicans and all their bloodlines. And she manipulated him into doing it because she had a Mexican kid, but he actually did it. And he's blaming her and trying to cover up the test because he doesn't want anybody to know, and is blaming her. And she now wants revenge and is giving me information. And then whatever information I get, I won't say specifically, but they'll just, you know, assume that it's coming from her. They're in their various bunkers. They're bunkered up. They don't have access to them. I have like, just so you understand, I'll tell my people, and they want me to tell my people, I have like a rebellion. There's like a rebellion in Luciferia that are fucking done with it. They're completely done with it, right? They're like, we're done with it. This is fucking insane. We're done with it. So they want to give me information and they want to work their way out of it, which is great, because I can get all the information that we need for, like, you know, a D-Day type. And it's not like D-Day. It's just like, you know, raiding law enforcement. And there's really, really strictly enforced law enforcement in the various cities in the moon base. But they want a pathway to involvement in something when it's over. What's motivating them is they want, but the thing is, they're still in Luciferia. They're still in Luciferia. And I'll swear to you, I'll promise you, I'll give you my word, and I'll integrate it into the systems that I'm working with, not to expose them, not to make any references to the fact that I'm getting information from them, or that there is in fact a rebellion in Luciferia that I, you know, would like to do stuff with. I would like to give you a pathway to involvement. I very much would. And I would like for you to give me information that I can, yeah, but I can get in exactly what you asked me. Exactly what you asked me. Can you show that you can contribute in a meaningful way to a positive outcome and a peaceful outcome for the process, the colonization process? And if you can show that you can contribute in a meaningful way, I can convince a lot of other people that your pathway to involvement should be, you know, quicker than the people, you and the people you're working with, might expect. That there will be some sort of way for you to integrate without having to deal with the people as rats or whatever. Look, I think you're doing the right thing. I think that you're doing the right thing, honestly. And I'll promise you, and the people that you're doing, there's a small group of them. And they want to give me a bunch of information. And they want to trade that information for involvement and a few other things. A little bit of resources and stuff, which the older leaders don't have a problem with. Yeah, but my older leader says it's fine. Because it's minimal. It's no risk and it's minimal. And the information that they have so far and the information that they've given to me, they're a little surprised that the information is so extensive and so accurate. So the people that I'm working with are willing to give you involvement. I mean, obviously you have to earn it, and it'll take a little while, but are giving you a pathway to involvement in what we're doing here. Well, you know that the Luciferians probably aren't going to end up on Earth, right? You know that. I'm very doubtful that they end up, you know, doing stuff on Earth. And Hitler and Himmler and Hughes and all the rest of them, they don't realize that they're going to be going somewhere. Probably, you know, when it's over. They're not going to be hanging around here, probably. I doubt it. I don't know, man, but it's doubtful. So I'm going to rage at them tomorrow. And if we're all in agreement that it's going to seem like his wife's bunkered up. He's bunkered up in separate bunkers. And they already know that I'm dealing with her and she's giving me information. So I'm just going to very clearly state tomorrow that she is fighting back against her husband because he won't stop and he's blaming her for the breeding scandal. And I'm going to explain the information. I'm going to focus on the information that that she gave to me, like a few hours ago. There was a response from her that he did the breeding scandal as part of a test so he'd present himself as the god, because they can't be the god because all their bloodlines mix with mongrel race Mexican blood. And also she has that secret hidden mixed race child and manipulated him into doing it. Like put the idea in his head, but he did it. So he tried to blame her and now she wants revenge. She found out about the other bloodlines and they're not her kids. She thought they were her kids. They're obviously not. He obviously made kids with multiple women. She thought they were all hers. So those things, almost like obviously she wants revenge. And he's betrayed her and is selling her out. So any information that you give me could be coming from her, because she could know anything. There isn't anything that you could tell me and that I would say that she couldn't know or be telling me. So you don't have to worry about it. I mean, they'll definitely believe that she, because she's fanatic. She's obsessive about spying on people. Very well known. Obsessively spies on people. With just a fierce obsession. And information so any information that you give to me, I'll just explain it like that. And I won't lie directly. But I'll just say, dude, his wife is fucking pissed. He betrayed her in the multiple bloodline thing. She wants fucking revenge. And I'll just say that. I won't say directly that she's telling it to me. But at certain points, I'll just say, I'll be like, dude, he fucking betrayed his wife and she knows everything. And I'll just say that. But I won't specifically say that she's telling me it, but I'll say that a lot. I'll just keep saying that about how he shouldn't have fucked over his wife. She fucking knows everything. She's fucking selling him out. He tried to blame her for the breeding scandal. And she's selling him out. And she is. Not for everything. It doesn't mean that I don't have other sources of information. So that, just so we're all in agreement, just so you know what I'm going to say. And if you want, it's totally fine. I'll integrate the information. I will allow you to contribute to a peaceful outcome. I will allow you to contribute to a peaceful outcome and earn involvement in what we're doing. I would prefer that. This is the difference between, you know, me in glorious battle and breaking down their or it ending a lot quicker. This is a pathway to the quickest outcome, and all I got to do is work with some people from Luciferia. It's like Germania. It's like their Germania. It's Lord Lucifer's Germania, Luciferia. So all I got to do is work with some people from that city and help them earn involvement, which I'm happy to do. If you want to really commit to helping with a more and it's a no risk situation, because if you don't, I'll just eliminate them and it'll take a little longer. It'll take a little longer, and it'll be a little more chaotic. But the outcome will be the same. You just won't get to be involved. This is a really good opportunity for all of you. This is a really good opportunity for us to get us. So I'm fine with that. I would prefer a quicker, a better outcome. Quicker and a more effective for everybody involved. And it's going to be a better outcome for all the fucking criminals in that city also. It will be. It's like it's for their own good. It's in their best interest. That they get out of that situation and into some sort of like contained rehabilitative environment or something. So I'm fine with that. And I'll integrate all the information that you give me, and I'll just keep saying repeatedly that his wife is fucking selling him out because she's pissed and he betrayed her. So I'm totally fine with that. No, I don't. Do I want a glorious battle with him? No, I don't want a glorious battle with him. I'd rather it ends as quickly as possible so we can move on. And I think most of the people involved want to just move forward. You already know that we won. We have the advanced process. He's in the final stages of his insanity and obsession and self-destruction. Let's just end it as quickly as possible, and they can, whatever they promise you, I'll make good on. My older leaders, I promise you that whatever they promise you, I will make good on. You have my word. I swear to you. they have the authority, like my parents, my older leaders, or like the little ninja girl's grandparents, they have authorization to negotiate on my behalf and have had that authorization the entire time and have done good with it. And anything that they promise you, I will make good on. You know, if it's within possibility, which it will be, they're not going to promise you stuff that's not possible. You have my word that I'll keep their word if they give you a promise. It's totally fine. I would like it to end quick. Okay, so I am going to rage at them tomorrow, though, the Luciferians, the Moon Nazis. I'm going to break some of them down, try to get them to exit, you know, because I'm not supposed to know about Luciferi or any of this other stuff. And I have a lot of information and a lot of awareness about, you know, things that I'm not supposed to know about. And here comes America planting the fucking flag on the moon and taking Luciferia, processing them all legally. So we're going to do a little bit of a D-Day thing. And then there's a plan to end it quick, pretty quickly. I'm fine with that. I would rather it end quicker and more effectively for everybody involved. I don't need glorious anything. Really, no.